Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. I'm going to provide you with some tips on how to get published. Congratulations! You've completed the long, arduous task of writing a novel. You have an error-free manuscript, and we've helped you put together a winning query package. Now what? It's time to send your baby out to seek its fame and fortune. There are a few things you should know before approaching a publisher and/or agent. Requirements for each agent or publisher may differ, so always check the submission guidelines. The number one complaint of editors is that writers don't read the requirements and thus submit incomplete query packages. Researching and choosing a publisher and/or agent. It is a good idea to research the market before you send out a query letter and package. First, let's define a few of the terms you'll come across during your research. Simultaneous submission. Sending the same piece of writing to more than one agent or publisher for consideration. Check the submission guidelines to ensure that the market accepts simultaneous submissions. As a courtesy, if you're submitting a query package to several houses, you should probably mention that in the cover letter. Multiple submission. Sending more than one submission to the same agent or publisher. Unsolicited manuscript. This refers to any submission that a publisher or agent did not specifically request to see. If the publisher or agent states no unsolicited manuscripts, check to see if he or she will accept query packages or proposals before submitting an unsolicited manuscript. Places to start your search. Directories such as Writer's Market are excellent resources. Double-check the publisher's website. Information can change. Some of these directories offer up-to-date online versions that enable you to search their databases for publishers that match keywords. Think about writers whose books most resemble yours. Who published them? If a specific publishing house has been successful with a particular type of book, it might be interested in more. Take a look at your bookshelves. Who published the books you love? Do I really need an agent? Yes and no. You can get published without an agent. Plenty of authors do. But it's easier if you can find an agent to take you on. A good agent usually has great contacts, will fight for your interest, and protect you when drawing up contracts. With any luck, you will usually get the maximum advance when you sell your book rights to a publisher. The agents page at writers.com has some great links and guidelines concerning this issue. Please note, never send your manuscript to an agent who charges a reading fee for reviewing it. In the literary world, this usually indicates a disreputable agent or an outright scam. What to put in the envelope and what to leave out. The submission guidelines for your publisher or agent request a query letter, an overview and synopsis, a chapter outline, a summary of the entire story start to finish, and the first three chapters of your book. You've gathered everything and now you're ready to submit, right? Not quite. It's a good idea to stop and take the time to format your manuscript and query package so both are as clear and readable as possible. Editors have tired eyes and often shuffle disorganized submissions to the bottom of the pile. Submission formatting guidelines. Set decent-sized margins. For example, 1 inch at the top and bottom and 1.25 inches left and right. Use a font size of at least 11, preferably 12, in a clear, readable font. Use high-quality white paper, never colored or perfumed paper. Print single-sided. Do not slip any gifts into the envelope, especially perishable ones. On each page of your novel's three chapters, insert a header that includes your name, the title, or a couple of keywords if your title is long, and the page number. This ensures the pages will be put together in the right order if someone drops them. Never send original material. Send only copies. Imagine the heartbreak all around if the only copy of your novel was lost. Mention in your cover letter whether you want your manuscript returned. If so, be sure to include a large, self-addressed stamped envelope and the right stamps and international reply coupons. What do I do next? Wait. Getting an answer, any kind of answer, takes a long time. Most publishers and/or agents have to go through hundreds of submissions each week. Be patient, and in the meantime, why not try writing some more? You could try the small publishing houses as well as the big ones. You might get faster responses from the small ones. Good luck! If you don't have time to write a query package, or simply need some assistance with it, why not let our editors draft a synopsis, outline, and query letter for you? This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.